say it to yourself, Dean, I've been enduring you here on WGN since 1993. Can you believe that?
93?
Been here on WGN since 1993.
26 years.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, longer at the TV station. But you would think there's not possibly one more thing that I would not know about you, Dean.
Everything.
Dean.
Everything to know about
possible
Dean Richards.
Thing has that you been... want to know. But no, you'd be wrong.
There's more?
There's more that is being revealed in a podcast which is done at WGN-TV called The World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast. And it is produced by two of our producers on the oh-so-popular WGN-TV Morning News.
Is that number one?
It is number one, as a matter of fact.
I didn't know that.
Sorry, Good Morning America. Sorry, Today Show. Sorry.
More than The Jam?
more than The Jam.
It's do you do that?
Hard to believe. But the two guys that produce this podcast are Ross McAbee and Brian Say, and they are here in studio with us.
Yes.
Hello, Dean.
Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us. Hey, it's a pleasure to be able to reveal you. More than
right.
You've revealed yourself.
I was like an onion in their hands.
Oh, yes. My goodness.
We unwrapped.
Wow, that's quite a picture.
Unpeeled. We sat down. Right. Yeah, we sat down one day, and they interviewed me. I revealed some things in this new podcast that's has just been posted.
It's the world's greatest newspaper television podcast. I know you said it once,
just
but it's a
easy.
Mouthful.
You can't say it enough times.
You
really,
can't.
Really.
You can barely get through it one time.
You can barely search it. There's barely enough room to type it in. That's Spotify.
That's a lot to type in, really.
Right. We're not good at naming things.
In a search. But I revealed, you know, we talked about a lot of things in this, and... it's not just me. They are interviewing all the people that work at WGN TV.
Right. And we want to, I mean, basically what our mission statement is we want to interview everyone behind the scenes, on air, everything.
Yeah.
Take us till we're 90 years old, but we'll do it.
If there's 400 people in that building, it took us 30 years to get through them. So, yeah, it's a career.
Well, as long as it took you to just put this one together, I would guess.
Yeah, it took about a month. There was a lot of censoring.
I was swearing a lot.
Yeah.
Well, the best part is
what were you swearing about?
Sleeping.
You know what I was doing? I was just swearing just because I knew it was going to be
more trouble.
So I'd have to beep it.
More trouble to edit. I just thought it would be funny to do that.
Oh. Which I thought the lead into this segment was actually perfect because you were interrupting every time and kind of derailing. I felt like that was our whole,
the whole
interview.
Tune into the podcast.
Hey, Dean, can we ask you a question? Hey, and then when I was 5 years old, let me tell you a story.
And Mamma Mia, and just nonstop.
Well, see, I told them in the beginning that I'm going to be a difficult interview because I'm used to being the interviewer.
You're on the other side of the
not sense. The interviewee. I'm not. I'm not comfortable being interviewed. So while they were asking me questions, part of it is my inclination as the interviewer to take control. But part of it was I just wanted to shake them both. When we were
so
doing
now you understand Mel Gibson.
I wanted to throw them off their game a little bit, but I couldn't.
Brian was
unflappable.
Brian was shaken.
No,
a little.
We were making eye contact in the moment when you gave us some dead air, and I just felt it. You were trying to get in my head, but it didn't work.
It took us 7 minutes to get to the first question, so I'd say we were a little shaken.
Well, that was just my normal sort of routine to get into the...
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the world's greatest newspaper television podcast.
That's right. The world's greatest newspaper television podcast.
I just said that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I want to say it a few more times. So I pitched this last fall, and I realized, like, you know, the idea is behind the scenes, talking to talent, talking to everybody at WGN. But I thought to myself, man, this is a big burden that I just brought on myself. So I asked Ross, man, please help me do this.
And I said no.
Yeah, he did. And so I asked a few other people at the station, and then finally
I came back around,
and Ross was like, yeah, okay, fine, if you really need to do
it. I got enough to do.
Right.
You do have a lot to do.
We have a lot of work we're doing over there.
You both are very busy.
I appreciate that. We look busy, like George Costanza. I walk around with my hands up in the air a lot.
You Penske never know. Busy. You do do that a lot over there.
Pays off.
Ross produces the 7 o'clock hour of the TV Morning News, and Brian works on the 9 o'clock hour of the show.
A silly show.
In addition to working on both of you, on many other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, we produce a lot of other silliness for the morning show, generally. Yeah.
So, aside from my fascinating interview, this is maybe the most in-depth off the air that I've ever given to anybody.
Oh. It's an honor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was for me. It was for me. Who? What other sparkling personalities have you interviewed? And people can find at the World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast.
Thank you. Yes, the World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast.
Or WGN TVP for short.
Yeah, but we haven't really tagged that like on the internet, so that doesn't really work too well. So it's the World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast.
Yeah.
We've talked to about eight people now. I don't know. Do you have some of these clips I gave you? We're going to try to play some of those that we're doing here. So we did Mike Toomey, and... we had a good clip of him talking about how pessimistic his... Mike is a big baseball guy,
huge
big Cubs fan,
man.
and we call him the most pessimistic Cubs fan, but he told us when he was on our show that his mom was actually the most pessimistic Cubs fan. So
I think she prepared herself for them to lose every game so that she'd either be happy or right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? One of those things would satisfy her.
Sure.
So you would be like, oh, look, Mom, they're winning. Yeah? Well, just wait. That's what you would say, like her whole life, you know. And if you're like, "Hey, did you see the Cubs? They destroyed the Phillies yesterday. They beat them like 14-1." Yeah. Well, tomorrow they'll lose 1-0. Like she had these built-in lines for everything. And I remember she died in 2015, so she never got to see win the World Series. Yeah. So like, I always say this to my niece. My niece is very close to my mom, and I always say, like, I channel her. Like, I know everything she would say in every situation, even though she's gone. So, like, after the Cubs won, I could tell you exactly what she would have said. I'd be like, Mom, did you see that the Cubs won the World Series? Yeah? Well, they almost didn't.
That's Mike Toomey. Mike Toomey from the World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast. How long are these? Like an hour long? Half
about
hour?
An hour.
Yeah, when we started out, they were like 20-25 minutes, but they've gotten a little longer. We kind of changed the format. So now we just do really long interviews.
Yeah.
About 45 minutes to an hour.
And Mike is great. I mean, he has so many different voices and personalities. I mean, you almost go off the rails. We had him do promos for the morning for our podcast, which he thinks the name is stupid too. So he went off on that.
Running
for
theme
about 20
with all
minutes.
Of our guests. So
Paul Conrad was also a guest on the podcast. And what was he talking about?
He told us about how he appeared on Felicity, and he shared with us how that turned him into an international sex symbol.
All I say is, did you order the ribs in this whole hour-long show of Felicity, right? And like, they flew me out there. I spent 3 days out there. We were doing ad campaigns about watch Paul on Felicity tonight. Like, they were blowing the budget out, and I'm on it for 3 seconds, right? And again, now it's about a year later, and I am in Riga, Latvia, all right? And I'm in a hotel room with my wife, and I'm flipping through the channels, and finding anything to watch in Riga, Latvia is not easy to find. And I flip, and I'm like, this is Felicity. And not only is it Felicity, this is the episode that I'm in. So I'm like, hey, get my wife, and we're watching it, and there I am.
Wow.
I deliver it, and I see it out of my own two eyes in Latvia, right? I'm like, this is unbelievable. And I kid you not, at the end, as the credits roll, the very first credit on there says, starring Paul Conrad. I'm like, this is amazing. How did that happen? And I'm like, I have become an international sex symbol like that, and I wasn't even, had I not been there and actually see it myself, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, in Latvia, no less.
Right.
Paul Conrad.
He spends a lot of time in Eastern Europe, which I'm a little concerned. He told a really good story to us about being stuck in a Russian prison.
Yeah,
which I don't know if you've ever heard the story.
It's an amazing story.
It's amazing.
It's really about pride is the whole reason he got locked
up. I don't even want to give it away why. He just wanted to go
podcast.
See the Red Square.
Yeah.
He went there and...
listen to the episode.
Wound up in prison?
He wound up in prison.
Wow.
Yeah. For like almost 2 days.
I never knew that.
Right.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
No. And I don't think he can go back.
He's a real freak. So. We love him, but he's a freak.
You mean that in a nice way.
Yeah, the nicest way possible.
Freak in a nice way.
Yes.
We're going to play a clip from my episode of the podcast in a couple of minutes here. And we'll tell you how you can access it, how you also can listen to it. At home, we're going to take a quick break first, and it's 11:25 on WGN. Tomorrow on the WGN TV Morning News, we'll be talking with the production designer of Game of Thrones. She is the person who is responsible for the look of the show, the scenic design of the show, how this amazing television series looks. She was in Chicago yesterday, and we caught up with her. We'll share that with you tomorrow morning on the WGN-TV Morning News. In with us this morning are two producers from the TV Morning News, Brian Say and Ross McAbee, who also do the world's greatest newspaper television podcast, is what it's called, in which they feature visits with different personalities from WGN-TV. We're going to break for news in a minute, so I'm not going to play the clip of me just yet from our visit. But who are some of the other people that people would know that you've talked to on the podcast?
Well, they may not know this one, but it was a security director Friday. She's been on Pat's show a few times. Yeah. She's a real character. So it's, you know, entertaining to say the least.
Best part of that interview is just talking about her wanting a dog.
Yeah.
For about 20 minutes. That was when the format was still getting worked out.
Yeah, we were working out the kinks there. Yeah. But yeah. She pretty much talked about wanting a dog for 20 minutes. So tune in for that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Talk to our news director, Jennifer Lyons.
Right.
At that time, she was leaving.
Right.
And we were very sad, but she came back.
Right.
And we're very happy about that.
Yeah.
Yes. And then we also did a special projects producer, Pam Grimes. She worked at the station for like 30 years, has all sorts of Emmys, and made all sorts of documentaries and things for the station.
Now, have you talked to anybody that people would know?
Dean Richards.
We talked to Dean Richards, I think. Your audience should know.
The best thing is...
Didn't you do one with Ben Bradley?
Oh, yeah, Ben Bradley
yeah,
and Lourdes.
Ben Bradley.
Ben Bradley and Lourdes Duarte.
Right, I get confused because he used to be on Channel 7, and it's hard to work through
You're not sure whether or not you should bring his name up.
Right, no, I was nervous.
Lourdes left the morning show, so she's a traitor to me.
Right.
I'm surprised we really had him on, to be honest.
Right.
I think we were looking
to fill some room. Guests, yeah.
We didn't want to use too many big names in the beginning.
You want to spread it out.
So we have something to look forward to.
Right. Have you tried to is Tom Skilling on your radar?
He has, but you know that's a huge get, and you got to work up to that. So we figure we don't want to do that too early.
I think that'd be fascinating to.
Oh yeah,
I agree.
Ask one question and let Tom talk for the other 59 minutes.
I think we give him 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put anything
on there.
That'll be a multi-episode podcast.
Have him do a weather hit right in the middle
of it.
It's
going to be like their version of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be multi-episodic with Tom Skilling.
Won't even need to ask him for the weather.
We'll take another quick break here, update the news, and then come right back. You can hear a little bit of the world's greatest newspaper television podcast.
Nailed it.
That's it. Perfect.
Yeah. All when we come back on WGN. 11:41, 720 WGN, Dean Richards Sunday morning. One-on-one with Christian Bale coming up in about 10 minutes. Visiting with two of our producers from the WGN-TV Morning News this morning, Ross McAbee, Brian Say. They are also the owners and operators of the World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast. They tried some other names, but they were too easy to remember.
Yeah, right.
They decided to go with this instead.
Yep.
They're also, can we tell your on-air personas? How people who watch...
I don't know what you're talking about.
People who watch the TV morning show might know you.
When we were giving away free tacos?
Like when we were giving away free tacos, for example.
We may have danced a forbidden dance of love out on the sidewalk.
Without shirts on.
Well,
you don't have to... You know,
we know of those people,
right.
Sharkman and what
and
was
the Walrus.
Johnny Two Tusks?
Sharkman and the Walrus. I think we'll go with that.
Walrus Boy.
Walrus Boy.
Supposed
Johnny
to be
Two Tusks.
Sidekick.
Got a lot of names.
Yeah. But he really, I told him not to one up Sharkman. Yeah.
So, right.
I'm trying to, though. Right. Or Walrus Boy.
Just to paint you a visual picture, it would be it's Brian and Ross without their shirts on with.
Very muscular.
Yes.
Yes. Abs,
yes. Rippling
biceps,
bodies. Yes. Very
model
nice tan model bodies.
All that and two character heads placed over their own heads.
Right. Mascot
one,
heads.
A mascot
shark.
Heads, a shark, and a walrus.
Yes. Big thanks to Fantasy Costumes because that stuff's not probably coming back.
Yeah, they're not
going to. We take a lot of things and they're like, hey, and we don't.
Yeah, no, these are probably going to go to the Smithsonian.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that you're immortalized.
We're not dry cleaning.
The broadcast museum.
That dry cleaning bill, I'm not picking that up.
Yeah.
Like any of those character masks have ever been cleaned anyway.
I don't want to think about
it. They smell great.
Yeah, they're not.
Was that a furry convention?
They started this podcast where you can go behind the scenes with many WGN insiders to kind of go behind the scenes a little bit. And it's really fun and it's really interesting. And we spent some time about a month or so ago, and I sat down with them, and we chatted about a lot of things. Now, you pulled a clip here. What is it that we're going to hear?
It's you telling us about your favorite person to interview.
Oh. That's it? That's the whole setup?
Yeah. Well, oh, I thought you were going to press play. So, yeah, that's it. That's the setup.
Okay, here it is then. A young female reporter was walking out of the room with Tommy Lee Jones in tears. She was crying. Mm. And as I was walking in, Tommy Lee Jones was sitting there with his people laughing. And he was saying, boy, I got her good. Didn't I got her good? So he does it on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ask him a question, and he'll either give you a one-word answer or, you know, if you say, you know, tell me why you decided to do this movie. Well, why don't you tell me why I should have done this?
Wow.
He'll throw it back in your lap.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
He'll just throw it back to you and like really throw you off your game, or if he just give you a one word answer where you're expecting a sentence to kind of get your next thought ready, anything. He will purposely try to throw you.
That's tough.
And you know, as an interviewer, nobody likes long pauses.
Right. That freaked me out.
I liked
the moment we shared. We were making eye contact. So basically, I learned you were giving us the Tommy Lee Jones treatment.
I was.
During the course of the podcast. So that's why you need to download this podcast and listen to
it. We talk about Tommy Lee Jones and other celebrities that I enjoyed or didn't enjoy talking to. We talk about the famous Mel Gibson encounter.
That's a great story.
That's a good story. We talked about, did we talk about the first time that I came to WGN when I was 10 years old?
Yes.
We touched on it,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still walk down that same hallway.
Still walk down that hallway every single day.
How you were let down that day. That unfaithful
those
day.
Arrows.
That's how you learned
blinking.
That life wasn't fair.
The magic arrows.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We covered a lot. And mostly we laughed a lot. I know that.
That's the whole reason for the podcast.
Yeah,
laughter.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and controversy, also. Tune in for the controversy, stay for the laughter.
That's
our new tagline, I think.
Okay.
Did I say something controversial?
I don't think so.
You like anchovies on your pizza?
Right.
That was the first 7 minutes where we
talked
about
Well, there's a new nothing. Revelation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think you've ever
had
the guts to say that.
I reveal
You finally
things.
Come out with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I reveal things.
He went one step further and said, if you had a tin of anchovies, he'd eat the whole thing. And that shocked and dismayed
us. Are you on drugs now,
Dean? What's going on,
Dean? What's happening?
We need to have an intervention.
People were aghast.
Have you been going to therapy? Is there something happening here now?
What's wrong with it?
No, that you're revealing all these hidden secrets.
He trusts us.
I can't help it. They're good questions.
People open up to us.
Wow.
They're unassuming.
Something about us.
These two are the Oprah Winfreys of WGN TV.
We look like idiots.
Dean Richards!
They made me cry. They made me cry like Oprah always did.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they gave you a car
when you were done.
Yeah.
And they gave me a car.
You got to give that back.
Speaking of your show, it's Dean Richards Sunday Morning. It's apostrophe S. Is it Dean Richards's? Dean Richards's.
I guess you could say it that way. Is that how you say words that have an apostrophe?
Dean Richards's is it's got the S on the end of the name and then it's the apostrophe. Is it Dean Richards's? Dean Richards is...
Do you own Sunday Morning?
You made
fun
of the name of our show, so I'm just trying to...
Move on.
He's giving you the look again. He's giving you the awkward... You know, he's Tommy Lee Jonesing you again.
Yeah. Except when I made fun of the name of your show, it made sense.
It had merit.
Right. Yeah. It does.
Don't worry, I get that look all the time.
You should have called it Dean Richards' Greatest Sunday Morning.
Yeah.
We put greatest in anything that makes it better. That's why we do it.
Maybe I'll change it next week.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Maybe I might change it.
Yeah.
So the big question is, and here's what Chicago is all asking right now. I mean, if our text line is going nuts.
Is it lit up?
It is.
We love Ross and Brian.
How can we get Dean out of here every Sunday morning and get Ross and Brian
to
take over the Sunday? I guess we'll just talk to the bosses here.
I sent my mom the text line. So,
yeah,
she's mine too.
Nice to hear from you, Mrs. McAbee. So how can people hear this?
All right,
how can people hear the podcast?
So you go on your phone. You probably have a podcast app, right? So yeah. You open up the podcast app.
And
however you get your podcast.
Brian
Spotify.
Is actually doing this right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, because I'm
going to do it with him.
I'm not very good at technology. So,
he's actually holding his phone up
you go
right
and
now.
You go in the, you find
hey,
everybody,
get your phones
bar.
Out.
Wait, hang on one second before you proceed. Jim, will you get your phone?
It's in my coat. Sorry.
You can go get it. We have time.
Jim has a flip phone.
I have a flip phone. I wouldn't be able to do whatever you're doing.
Well, if you have a flip to make
phone.
Fun of that he has a flip phone.
It won't
send
you a file, and you can open that up.
Whoa, don't
we'll email no, it to you.
Don't text me.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get charged.
What year do you think this is?
Data rates will apply.
I know two people that have a flip phone, you and my mom.
Right. I'm waiting for my jitterbug to come with the big letters.
You're on AOL Instant Messenger, though.
Prodigy. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Oh, I'm on Prodigy.
Man.
Yeah, I'm cutting edge.
Use Netscape for that, probably.
All right. So right. We go to the
I use MS-DOS.
MS-DOS. So, the podcast app, you can get it on Spotify, you can get it on Google Play, you can get it on the Apple Podcast app. You just go search World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast. If everybody at home literally wants to take out your phone right now, go to Spotify, go to Google Play, whatever you use, type in World's Greatest Newspaper Television
literally
Podcast.
Literally anywhere. We put it up on a website. It sends it out to everyone.
Everywhere.
Yes.
It's very convenient.
Yep.
All right.
So,
and then people can not only hear the podcast that I'm on, but
they're all laid out.
All
there's,
the others.
There's eight of them now.
Little descriptions.
Mm-hmm. All this.
And you can read, if you can read, you can read all about it.
Jim actually went to go.
Oh, he's going to get his phone.
So nice.
He's going to try to pull it up.
Phone.
Yeah.
One more subscriber can make all the difference
right.
for us, really.
So, Dean, after this, we're going to go to your...
And by the way...
Oh, you laugh. Beautiful. It's real.
That is exactly the same flip phone that my mom has, by the way.
Oh, does she really have the Samsung?
Yeah, she's 96 years old, by the way.
Does that phone text?
Well, I could probably text her because we're on the same networks.
It dials 911 and your mother.
Oh, look, I just got a text. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Is it from Dean's mom?
Oh, no. Do you have a snake on there?
Yeah,
that's a great
it's a good
snake.
Game.
Well, I have. I don't want to brag. I have bowling and Tetris.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So
we'll switch phones.
And I have made too many apps, as it is.
See if you have the podcast app. You might.
You are taking some bold step into the 1980s with that phone. That is nice.
I think Steve Jobs is going to be a game changer someday.
All right. So wherever you get podcasts, that's where you can get the World's Greatest Newspaper Television Podcast.
You got it.
Brian Say and Ross McAbee. Guys, enjoy your day here in downtown Chicago.
We're going to go to your star here. We're going to bring some flowers. That's what you do, right? It's like a headstone.
Right. Yeah, that would
you just
be
put
nice.
Some flowers.
There was somebody down there with a jackhammer.
Yeah,
they're doing a lot of construction.
Good luck finding it. It's right over there by Tribune Tower.
I put a cone over it, so it's safe for now.
Some traffic horses.
Believe me, it's been covered by scaffolding for the last
So they haven't removed those yet?
They are now. There's a guy with a jackhammer.
What's the rush?
Well, it's only been a year.
I have folding chairs. We're going to have a picnic.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
We'll do that now.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks for coming by. We're going to take a break, and then Christian Bale talks about his involvement with foster kids here in the Chicago area. That's next. WGN.